Hi, I'm Rebecca Harold. This is the first quarter 2011 edition of the Protecting Information podcast. Thank you for listening. The topic for this quarter is protecting information from loss. How much do you value your information? More information exists now than ever before in the history of our planet, and every tomorrow will bring even more information. Information that is in not only print form, but also digital information. During a recent conversation about how many photos we have, my friend Shelley stated, "I've got so many more photos now with my digital camera than I ever had with film. I think well over 100,000 photos, but I'm so afraid that I will lose them if my computer crashes. What can I do?" Well, there are things that Shelley can do, not only to ensure she doesn't lose any of her digital photos, but also to help ensure she does not lose any of her other digital files that are important to her. Think about your computer files at home. Do you have any that you would be absolutely heartbroken to lose? Do you have any that would put you at risk of failing an IRS audit or some other legal risk if you did not have them? If you have digital data that you do not want to lose, you need to make sure that you have your own disaster recovery and continuity processes in place in your home. Lessons can be learned from others for the need to be prepared. A couple of years ago, I was at a cell phone service store. In front of me in line was a man who gave his cell phone to the clerk and asked to back up the data on it. The clerk asked if he wanted it on a separate backup or if he wanted his existing backup overwritten. He said, "Oh, just overwrite the one I have. It'll save a few bucks." The clerk came back a few minutes later and handed his phone to him. He looked at the phone and said, "Hey, my phone is empty." The clerk said, "Oh, that's odd. Well, let me take it back and restore it from your backup. See, that's why it is so important to back up your phone data." The clerk returned several minutes later, looking a bit sheepish. "Sir, I am so sorry. It looks like instead of doing a backup, the button to do a reformat was hit accidentally. I'm afraid I don't have any data to put back onto your phone." Well, he was livid. He lost the contact information for over 650 of his clients. Lesson? Don't overwrite your backups always on just one backup. Make multiple copies so you do not accidentally lose everything like this salesman did. You need to be prepared for disaster recovery at home. There are many things you can do to prevent the disastrous loss of your valuable home and personal data. When was the last time you made backups of your data from your computer? How about from your smartphone? How about the data you are storing online, such as photos on Facebook or Snapfish, or other social media sites? What would you do if all those sites lost all your data? Would you lose it too? Be sure that you make backups regularly and store them in a secure place. If you have something especially important, make multiple backups and store them in different locations. Your personal strategy should include determining the data that is important to you, data that you would not want to lose. This will be the data you should back up, such as your email messages, phone numbers, an address book, photos, videos, music, and so on. Determine a backup schedule. That will depend upon how often you change or add to that important information. For example, most people need to make email backups more often than their video backups simply because they use their email much more often. Then determine where you will store the backups. You also need to do your own type of home computing continuity. There are also actions that you can take to help ensure you will always have access to the digital resources you depend upon for your personal and home life. For example, do you need to have virtually constant access to the internet? If you depend upon the internet for a home-based business, for virtually constant communications to your friends and family, to do school homework, or any one of countless other possibilities, then chances are you do need a way to maintain your online activities at home. Now I want to provide you with a home disaster preparedness checklist. Here are some actions to help prevent losing precious data in a disaster, as well as help you to continue your normal computing activities. Number one, keep a spare computer. If your primary computer crashes, which is not uncommon, you will then be able to continue doing whatever you need to do on a spare computer. If others in your household have a computer, you could possibly use one of theirs as a spare if they are okay with that. You can also get used computers at significantly lower costs than brand new at most computer stores or online. Number two, maintain an additional internet connection service. You could get a second service with a slower connection at a much lower price than high speed. I maintain two additional connection services since I depend upon being online to do my work. My primary internet service comes high speed via a dish on my roof. For my secondary service, I use a telecommunications company mobile internet solution that uses a USB modem to get online. If both my primary service and the telecommunications USB solution fail, I also have a dial-up service. Now, it is admittedly slow, but it will at least give me access until one of the other two options is once more available. Number three, identify the best way for you to make backups. There are many options. I make my backups in multiple ways and store them in multiple locations. One, on external hard drives, two, on USB thumb drives, and three, in a separate backup folder on my computer. There are also online cloud services specifically for backups. However, if you consider a cloud service, make sure they have good security before entrusting them with all your files. I provide a detailed checklist of 22 questions to ask within my first quarter 2011 issue of Protecting Information. Number four, choose a secure location to keep your backups. I keep some of my backups in my home, some in a different room in a fireproof safe, some in the same area as my computer, and the ones that are most valuable, I keep in a safety deposit box at the bank. Number five, determine the files you want to back up. Make a list of everything that needs to be backed up. Consider the data in every location where it is stored, such as on file servers, in your cameras, smartphones, and local hard drives, USB drives, CDs, DVDs, and handheld computers. And don't forget about email. This is very important to most people. I back up my email once a week. Depending upon how often you use email, you may want to make your email backups more often if you do a lot of emailing each day, or less often if you rarely use email. Also, be sure you have made at least one backup of each of your software packages. Number six, make a backup schedule and follow it. As a general rule of thumb, the more often you update files, the more often you should make backups of them. And again, keep more than one backup copies of important files to make sure you still have the data in the event something happens to the backup itself. I hope you found this information useful and that you put it into action at your home to help protect your precious and valuable data. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk with you next quarter. This is Rebecca Harold, the Privacy Professor. Goodbye for now.